Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The playoff chase is on. NFL Power Rankings, Thursday Night Football, and at 8 o'clock, ESPN's Buster Olney will be here to continue talking about what's happening in the majors. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, it is a Thursday. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Exactly what we predicted yesterday came true in my household yesterday. Okay. So yesterday, I was thinking to myself, okay, let's watch either Good Morning Football, let's watch some MLB Network. Jenks, guess what we were watching?
Yes.
Coverage of the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And listen, the Ryder Cup doesn't even start till Friday, is what
right.
I have gathered from watching all of this coverage. So it's going to be an uphill climb for me. Because listen, we have a lot going on. We have football tonight. We have all these baseball races, which one would assume that my husband would be interested since he played professional baseball for 11 years. But no, we are watching interviews with all of the players at the Ryder Cup.
I mean, did you learn anything yesterday? I'm excited about the Ryder Cup, which I know it's sort of getting underpublicized a little bit because it's the NFL, because we have college football in Oregon and Penn State, and because of the races in baseball. But the Ryder Cup is fun. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I think that you're going to see a lot about it because I heard that Trump's supposed to be there. So buckle up, baby.
buckle up. Great. Be watching football all weekend. We got a lot to get to here in the first segment, so let's hear about your bets, and then we'll get to it.
Yeah, best bet of the day was a winner. Had the first five under 3.5 runs between the Pirates and the Reds, kind of banking on the strikeout potential of Paul Skenes, obviously, and Hunter Green. Both these guys combined for 14 strikeouts, and the Pirates led this game 1-0 after five frames. As for the Astros on the money line, Astros are going in the broken pile along with the Tigers. These are meaningful games for the Astros, and they still ain't winning. Didn't score a single run last night against the A's. They had the better pitcher going, and Hunter Brown still did not get the job done. When Luis Severino goes 6 1/3 shutout against you, I don't know. Go put your nose in the corner, Astros.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was more confident on that bet than I was the other one because I was also on Pirates Reds first five under. At least we got that. So 1-1 night for me as well because I had Astros first five. Dongstra got a dub, had the Guardians in the money line against the Tigers. We're going to talk about that. Tigers continue to fall apart. For the week, Chelsea, you are 2-3. I'm 5-2. The Donkster, 1-1. Thursday edition of the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you along each and every morning. Let's start in the NFL first, though, because this was something that I thought was interesting. I saw you tweeting about it yesterday. So we know the story between the Eagles and the Rams. They played on Sunday. Eagles come in as a 3.5-point favorite. And they were down 26-7. They rallied back. They take a 27-26 lead. Still, the Rams had a chance to kick that field goal with time running out. So, in theory, if you had the Rams plus the points, you weren't going to lose this bet. Either way, you win until the unthinkable happens. Eagles block the kick. As we know, it's returned for a touchdown. by Jordan Davis, the big boy, rumbling 61 yards for the score. So the Eagles cover the spread. It was a really bad beat if you were on the Rams. Yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show, Mike Florio for Pro Football Talk blamed this play on gambling.
You talk about gambling, and I'm watching the Eagles-Rams game.
I know exactly where you're going. Jordan Davis. And here's the reality. This is the direct result of the NFL going from hating and shunning anything to do with gambling to jumping right in bed and loading the pockets. They're the guy in the, you know, the old game show where you go into the booth where the money's flying everywhere. Yeah. They're just grabbing as many dollars as they can while it's there. But yeah, we're all aware now of the point spread. We're all aware of the ramifications. And how many millions of dollars changed hands because Jordan Davis decided to do not the smart thing. The smart thing, the game's over. Just fall down. You got the win. Because in theory, somebody comes up from behind, does the Don Beebe to Leon Lett, the ball goes out, the Rams take it the other way. The smart thing to do is go down. He runs it in for a touchdown. The Eagles cover. Uh-oh. And it was perfectly legitimate, but when you open Pandora's box, this is the kind of stuff that flies out, and people are aware of this. So it's just part of the stuff the NFL needs to be concerned about. And sometimes I wonder, Dan, are they as concerned as they should be?
So, Chelsea, I'll ask you, because you were the first person to point it out yesterday in our feed here. I thought this was a ridiculous take. What did you think?
A direct result of gambling? Are you kidding me? Like, did crazy plays just start happening when gambling was legalized? Like, help me out here, Jenks. You've been watching sports for a long time. Did plays like this never exist?
Never.
Tell me.
Here's the thing. This is
never seen it.
This is such a lame take. It's such a lame take. Now, are you saying that people who have always believed the NFL is fixed and this will give them more ammo? Sure. That's existed forever. There are all sorts of conspiracy theorists out there that think each and every sport is fixed, whatever. But crazy plays to end games have happened forever. You're just more aware of how the spreads are affected or how totals are affected or how the numbers are affected because you know the lines now. Because we live in an age where people gamble on a regular basis. But the idea that in that moment, Jordan Davis said, Oh man, I got to make sure the Eagles cover here. Like, this is a fast, violent game. He ran on instinct. And by the way, if you're a big boy and you get a chance to run for a touchdown, I'm getting that tutty. I'm getting that tutty. That's a once-in-a-lifetime play. I'm not pausing to think about the point spread. I got to make sure we cover. That's not on these guys' minds. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about winning the game. And if you got a football in your hands and you got green in front of you, you're scoring a touchdown. So I understand in certain situations you have to be smart about it. There was nothing about this play that had to do with gambling. It's a bad take.
Absolutely. Like, think about in the heat of a moment. Like, think about your most basic instincts. These are the instincts that are hammered into you when you're a child, when you're a teenager. And think about, like, Jordan Davis. He's probably at least been playing football since high school, right? Maybe middle school, maybe younger. And when you were taught football at a young age, you scoop it and you score it. He is not thinking about the point spread in that split-second moment.
Right.
Like, this is a new thing. And here's the thing. I feel like this is a dangerous thing to accuse Jordan Davis of. Is it not? Like, that feels very unfair. If I'm Jordan Davis, I'm going on the offensive and saying, why are you saying my name in this? Why are you accusing me of, you know, swaying this game one way or another? Are you assuming I have money on this game? Let me point out something. The Eagles do not win money themselves for covering the spread. They are simply trying to win football games. End of story.
Yes. And also, if you're looking for it, you can find this all of the time. Look, the numbers that Vegas sets are very sharp, as we know. Sometimes you get an easy dub, but more often than not, it's a sweat, is it not? That's why Vegas makes a lot of money. It's very difficult to bet. So you could be watching any basketball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, right? And let's say Kevin Durant's points prop is 28.5, and he's got 28. And he misses his final shot of the game, and you end up a half point short. You could say, ooh, man, I bet KD was aware, man. He probably missed that shot on purpose. I'm like, no, he just missed a shot. If you look hard enough, you can find this everywhere because the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers are generally on point. And also, let's not forget that for every Rams bettor that had a bad beat during this game, if you were an Eagles bettor, there were people in the Eagles, they won. So it's for every person that lost money, there was someone that won money. So that's not some sort of big conspiracy. Someone won, too.
Yeah, I just don't get why this is happening, like, all of a sudden. And why do you choose this play to grandstand against? Like, if you're going to argue that the NFL is rigged, like, do it in the games where, like, the referees decide the game.
Right.
Right? Because, like, the players aren't, especially when it's in favor of their own team. It would be one thing if there was a player who was about to score a touchdown and took a knee and the team loses. Obviously, that's very fishy.
Yes.
But, like, a player is going to try to win the game for his football team. And if you're saying, well, he should have kneeled, how many dumb football plays do we see in the NFL? We see them all the time. Like,
yeah.
Think about, like, DeSean Jackson, who used to, like, drop the ball before the end zone. Do you think that's a smart football play? No. But, like, these guys are in the heat of the moment. And they're going to do what their first instinct is. So I feel like you can't blame Jordan Davis. And this is just another thing that, like, can we stop blaming the Eagles for everything? I feel like their fans have to be getting fed up with everything. They're like, oh, you can't do the tush push. Oh, Jordan Davis must be, you know, covering the spread here. Like, just shut up. This is so stupid. And I'm tired of people blaming gambling for everything.
And also, the example he used, which, okay, he used the Don Beebe, Leon Lett example from the Super Bowl 30 years ago. 30 years? Like, your example is something that
super
happened
three... timely.
Yes. 3 decades ago, which wasn't even the same because Leon Lett was slowing down and kind of grandstanding a little bit. And Don Beebe, who was very fast, ran him down, like, and finally at the 1 yard line. Like, that was a play where you weren't taking care of the football and you kind of got lazy. You thought I had an easy score. It's not even a great comparison, and also, it was forever ago. So I feel like you're really reaching if you really think. I thought, sure, it's a bad beat. I didn't think for a second, this is a problem. Jordan Davis is a problem. You know, that never crossed my mind.
Right, and he didn't lose the football. So it's like, okay, right. We can talk about hypotheticals all day, but at the end of the day, they won the game, and it was a magical moment. Like, that's mm-hmm. the worst part, is this was such a great, like, audio call from the Philly announcers. It was such a great moment for Jordan Davis himself, a guy that's 336 pounds.
Yeah.
And running 18 miles an hour. Can we not just appreciate that? So, like, if you're going to complain about gambling, do it with something else.
I could not agree more. I didn't get this take at all. And now that I've slept on it, I get it even less. Here's a play, actually a series of plays that we have seen over the past couple weeks. One terrible play. One terrible strikeout or bad call, whatever it is, the Tigers are completely falling apart. Oh, my God. We have to talk about this before we go to break because, once again, they lose to the Guardians last night, 5-1. The Guardians come home at -125 on the money line. Total set at 7.5. The under hits. Tanner Bibee scatters 5 hits over 6 innings, allows 1 run, strikes out 5. Cleveland with plenty of offense as well.
This pitch hit a ton. Deep center field. It is gone. George Valera has put the Guardians on top 2-1.
Call courtesy of Guardians Sports Network. Jose Ramirez goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. And the Guardians, Chelsea, after trailing at one point this season by 15.5 games, now lead the AL Central by a game over Detroit with 4 to play. And they own the tiebreaker because they won the season series against Detroit. What a collapse by the Tigers, and no end in sight. And now time is running out.
Yeah, literally the only good news is that the Astros lost again last night as well. So it looks like the Tigers still have a chance to make the playoffs, which is a wild statement for how dominant this team has been for most of the regular season. Like, if you could put this entire, like, run in a nutshell, I urge you to watch the play of Tariq Skubal the game before, trying to throw a ball through his legs to first base. He airmails it into right field. And you're just like, what is he doing? Like, some of these plays, you can tell that it's, like, mental. That when you are so pressing for wins and you're so desperate, that sometimes, like, it comes through and the pressure is just too much. So I don't know what the Tigers are going to do with these next few games. But I will say this. If they do get over the hump and they actually make the playoffs, guess who they still have to face in the first round, Jinx? If the season ended today, the first round matchup would be the Tigers playing the Guardians. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think you're right. That Skubal play and that whole series where he hit David Fry in the face, which was awful, and I'm glad David Fry's going to be okay. That was so, God, I didn't want to watch that. I made myself, and I was like, oh, my God. Glad he's going to be all right. And then Skubal with a wild pitch, and then that play, he just kind of lost his mind there. And between the hit batsman and then the pressure of what's happening here, the Tigers have just fallen apart. And like I said, there's no end in sight. I think I'm going to keep fading these guys. I don't think they're going to recover.
I'm definitely not betting on them. Like, yeah, maybe they win a game here soon, just because they got to win one sometime, right? Yeah. I'm not so sure, but whew. What a disastrous month for Detroit.
Oh, Wolf is right. Coming up on the show, he's a Super Bowl champion many times over, and now he's a cover boy. Bill Belichick and your latest nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All of that is coming up next on the Daily Tip. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.